Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Well, here we are. We have come to the end of our 10th series. But before we drop the curtain and dim the lights on the stage of Series 10, one shimmering word of William's we have yet to explore. Out of the darkness of ignorance, a small sliver of light emerges. A word coined by our fair uncle in a moment deep in the dingy obscurity of Act 4 of his 12th night. A shiny word, for all you Firefly fans out there. A sparkling and gilded descriptor, a jewel in the all-encompassing crown of language, a word that can only be described as lustrous. Chiefly because that is the word, lustrous. Now, previously on Twelfth Night, Viola, disguised as a boy named Cesario, has everyone in Illyria smitten or confused, especially Olivia, who's fallen in love with Cesario, and poor Malvolio, who's been duped into believing she loves him. Thanks to a forged letter and his own pomposity, Malvolio is locked away for supposed madness. In Act 4, Scene 2, Feste, the court jester, in full mock priest mode, interrogates the imprisoned Malvolio in a masterclass of gratuitous gaslighting, where reason is madness and the fool is the only one making any sense. Ish.
Do not think I am mad. They have laid me here in hideous darkness.
Fie, thou dishonest Satan. Oh. I call thee by the most modest terms, for I am one of those gentle ones that will use the devil himself with courtesy. Sayest thou that house is dark?
As hell, Sir Topaz.
Why, it hath bay windows transparent as barricadoes, and the clear stories toward the south-north are as lustrous as ebony, and yet complainest thou of obstruction?
I am not mad, Sir Topaz. I say to you, this house is dark.
Madman, thou errest.
Now, the light bulb of inspiration, or more fittingly, the candle of creativity above Uncle William's head, would burst once again into blinding brilliance as he was sitting down to pen his All's Well That Ends Well. Here, though, the usage is much more straightforward. The play so far. Meanwhile, back at the French court, Helena, the clever commoner with a medicinal mind, has done the unthinkable and cured the King of France using her dead father's apothecary playbook. The monarch, grateful and clearly feeling both generous and mildly reckless, grants her the right to choose any husband from among his noble courtiers. She chooses Bertram, handsome, aristocratic, and emotionally stunted, who reacts with all the grace of a cat being forced into a bath, horrified at the idea of marrying beneath his station. Enter Paroles, Bertram's preening companion, a man whose courage is purely conversational and who struts about like a peacock on parade as the real soldiers prepare for battle. He offers them verbosity where valor should be.
My sword and yours are kin. Good sparks and lustrous. A word, good metals.
Lustrous, as you may well imagine, comes from the Latin, lustrare, meaning to illuminate, which is derived from the root word lux, literally meaning light. Its earliest sense emphasized the quality of shining or glowing with a brilliance, but that would soon morph into a figurative attachment to not just the aesthetic, but the figurative in reference to moral character, high intellect, or virtue. Well, on that hopefully illuminating note, that is all for Series 10, but fret not. We shall be back with what Uncle William himself could only so eloquently describe as Series 11. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.